grows in the garden in the summer.
Cucumber. I don't know. What?
And what about the kinds of melons that you might eat from around here in the summertime?
Watermelons? Antelope? That's a...
For this melon with yellow meat, in addition to cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, and there's marshmallow, and watermelon, and that's an old kind of melon, huh? Watermelon.
What's the little kind of plant that will spring up in the woods and fields after a rain? Small, with a kind of umbrella top to it. And sometimes you can eat them.
Mushroom? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to eat no
mushrooms
unless they're approved by the United States Park.
Do you know any of what kinds of them might be suitable for eating?
No, mushrooms, I'll have them. Best is chopped steak. That's not down the dog track. They had the best meal down there. And, well, if you get waited on, I had one the other night. It was a cuss, but I sopped up that mushroom gravy, though, where that was good. You know, the American people, especially in the South, last week or the week before last Wednesday, I read these recipes. It's a cotton-picking hunger back in something. I'm reading them, and I've had a good supper. It's about gardening and mushrooms. I could have been a wonderful cook if I could have got in the kitchen for sure. I would have run last summer. But now, the people of America are discovering garlic. You know, the tallion and the pole. But everything from your sex life up, it's good. Did you know that?
Keeps count dropping all the way, too.
Well, and, did you know the heroes and the wealthy people thousands of years ago? You know this art museum down in New Orleans had all over the country.
King Tutankhamun?
Huh?
King Tut?
Yeah.
I went in there twice last week.
Well, I'm going to go to see the cotton picking thing.
That's fine.
But her going to New Orleans is just, well, like say, going to hell. It's a sinful place, which it is. But, well, it's the same old 76. I would give you 40 cents to have a room in the Hyatt House. Buy tickets to the ball game. I'd rather be home. It's the same old thing.
We were talking about watermelons a while ago. Are there different kinds of watermelons?
Oh, yes. Rocket, no, that's cantaloupe. The Georgia rattlesnake, that's a striped one, you know. And, oh, I remember my daddy used to raise. He never could raise. He was always envious of his brother. He could raise the alphabet, he could raise a big one. But the soil has lots to do. But we had a nice little farm, but I'll swear we ain't plenty of water, but he didn't have a good rate of water, weighed 40 pounds.
Did you ever
well,
Tom Watson?
Tom Watson?
Yeah, and the Georgia rattlesnake, and different watermelons today. Much different from back when I was a kid, daylight and dark. They've got them now with a thick skin, no rind, nobody won't bust.
Do you distinguish them between the kinds of meat and the watermelon?
Oh, yeah, there's a yellow-meated watermelon and a red-meated
watermelon.
What about the seeds? Any difference between the types of seeds and the watermelons?
Well, the yellow-meated watermelon, that seed was black, too, I think. Black seed.
I'll tell you a thing about watermelon. My dad had a farm. One night, this is a man working. His wife was going to take us and go up to the little girl and got some watermelon. And she found the creek and burned in the watermelon. And